Glory to Jesus Christ. I told myself when I finished my last paper for the seminary, I will start to reread all the books that have made a huge impact on my life, and not just my life, but my spiritual life. And it was challenging to pick which one I should start reading first. Actually, I wanted to start to read all of them at the same time, which is quite impossible. So I had to pick one. So the first book I picked was my elder Joseph the Hesychast. And that book is written by his disciple and spiritual son, Elder Ephraim of Arizona, who just recently died a year ago. It is a beautiful book in the sense that it shows progressions of a person who wants to grow and become an instrument of the Holy Spirit. Through baptism, all of us are becoming or are the instruments of the Holy Spirit. Some reject the teaching of the gospel. Some don't know where to start. Some are on their way. And some are fine-tuned instruments who try to leave the teaching of the gospel perfectly. One of my friends on Facebook shared a picture of a wilderness, and in that picture there was also a monk in his cassock, his monastic hat, and behind him there was a hut, if you could call it that. It was more of a structure with a small door, run down, and the roof was made of rocks, which was about to cave in if you sneezed too hard. For me, it was a beautiful sight, but I liked it, I loved it actually, and then I scrolled down, and then next time when I scroll again through Facebook, I came up to the same picture, and there was the same picture, but now with a comment. And the man said this: "This is a careless kind of lifestyle. I would be wary of this kind of lifestyle which neglects the outer look of a person." When I finished reading this comment, I was like, oh my, you poor thing. I couldn't judge him, and I wasn't. But I was just too sad for him. It's not like I'm any better or no more, but from that picture I understood that this monk is trying to live according to the gospel perfectly, without any ifs or buts. This monk in the picture gave everything, gave up everything, his family, his possessions, his comforts. He has chosen life in simplicity as it is taught in the gospel. This monk and this man gave me inspiration for today's homily. In today's epistle, St. Paul begs us to live a life worthy of the calling we have received through baptism. This calling is to live a life according to Christ's commandments, which we can find in the Gospels. And then after St. Paul's words, we immediately go to the Gospel and we sit by Christ's feet and listen carefully on how one should live a Christian life. So, today's Gospel: a parable of a rich fool. It is a beautiful parable, but it's a very challenging one. If you use our common sense, it makes sense that the rich fool wanted to make sure to have more room for his crops. We can deduct that he worked hard and had many hours on his field. He probably cultivated his fields well. He probably had better seed. He took care of the weeds and then harvested plenty, more than he had room for. And of course, he had to make more room. Of course. He wanted to set himself up for a good ending. Not a Christian good ending, for a good ending. And it was not the case. He missed the point. He dedicated his every single moment towards his fields and his treasures and possessions. He was well off, and he could have sold off the extra away and dedicate that time towards Christ. This the parable touches each one of us without exception. These examples do not speak only of money or our possessions that we acquire over the years, but also it speaks of the time and effort we dedicate to God. It is simple understanding that we either choose God or we choose the little gods that take our attention away from Him and distract us from God, our God. We acquire those possessions or these strange gods without even knowing it. And there are many aids that help us to recognize what is really a spiritual life, what is truly good and what is truly not. What things we have to get rid of in order to grow closer to God. One aid is your prayer book, the publican prayer book that our priest gave it to us. This book should be our best friend, a friend that will go with us everywhere. I do not know what saint said it, but my father quotes him many times. And this saint says that if you pray morning and evening prayers, you will be saved. It is easier said than done. But it must be done in order to get to know God better. And really to get to know yourself better. Because then you will realize where you stand, which areas you have to work on in order to make another step towards Christ. It is difficult. And if we were easy, everyone would be Christian, and this church would be packed to the fullest. The second aid that can help us is to read the lives of the saints, lives of saints in which the focus of their writing is on spirituality, not theology. This church is blessed to have a beautiful library in the back where you can borrow any book and get to know any saint or elder and become his friend. Why we should read these books? Well, because when you read a saint or an elder, you get to know him as he would be your friend. You get to know his faults, his mistakes, his fights, and you get to know how we reach the perfection that Christ requires of us. It is beautiful to read all the saints and elders and see how they adapted to their environment, how they adapted to the thinking of the modern age, thinking of the new ideologies, and yet they stay still didn't change their way of life. Gospel was the first one. Each saint opens a tailored road towards Christ. We have to find the right saint that we can be obedient to, so when we read, we can apply his words into our lives. Actually, we do this every Monday here at St. Nicholas, where we are sitting by the St. Ignatius' feet and we listen and are taught by his words how to live a perfect Christian life in this modern age. The monk that I have mentioned, who lived in that broken down hut, chose to live a life according to gospel in a profound way giving up everything. Do not be discouraged, but encouraged. One priest compared Christians in this way. Some are Marines, and he was thinking of those saints and elders. Some are Army, some are Navy, some are Air Force, and some are Coast Guards. We belong to the same military, which is military in Christ, but our vocations differ. Some are monks, some are married, some are teenagers, some are children, some are widows, and more. The goal is the same, to live a life according to the gospel. This is why I try to read the books of the saints and elders. I want to know them as my friends. I want to know how they struggled, so when it's my turn to struggle, I know how I can apply their teaching in my life. If you don't know where to start, always seek aid and counsel from your spiritual father, which most of the times is your priest, your parish priest, and ask him for guidance, because he can lead you to a saint or spiritual reading that will lead you on the right path towards Christ. It is crucial for us to know where we stand in our spiritual life. To know where we are, we must use the aids of the church gives us. We do not want to end up like the rich fool in today's gospel, and we should not be discouraged by the high standards that the saints give us, but be encouraged and challenged. They are here for us. Let them teach us through their word. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to Christ.
My Father, give the blessing.